My king, you're back early. How did the audience go? Oh, that bad, huh? And you're... What is that? Tomatoes? They dared attack you. My king, tell me who they were and I'll... What? You don't want me to... I know they're your beloved subjects and all, but they can't just attack you without consequences. Yes, I know, I know. You don't want to be the kind of ruler to punish your people for every little minor thing, and that's exactly why they love you. But listen, forgive me for my bluntness, my king, but if you keep letting them get away with everything, they won't know where the line is drawn. My apologies, Your Majesty. You know I'm only looking out for you, or at least I hope you know that. I am the knight responsible for your personal safety, after all, which is why I really didn't like the idea of you going out to address them by yourself. I still think it's a bad idea. After all, look what happened. You're covered in rotten vegetables, for goodness sake. Let me call upon one of your valets to get you washed up and changed and all that. No? Why not? Surely you don't intend on walking around with that stained suit for the rest of the day. No, look here. There's no need to be all watery-eyed. It's just a suit. I'm sorry if I was being a bit harsh, but please, don't cry. What's that? Your fault? No, Your Majesty, no, none of this is your fault. Oh, they'll be sorry when I find out who they are. Look at him. He's practically in tears. I've never seen him cry over a suit before. Something else must have happened, too. I just don't know what that is. Pardon me, my king, what was that? You're not upset over your suit. Well, what else happened? Are you hurt anywhere? Did they hurt you? No? What is that watery-eyed look for, then? You can tell me. I'm here for you, even if I'm just a guard with a fancy title. You think this entire situation is your fault? Why, I'm shocked, my king. I don't know what to say. How in the world could you think such a thing? You are by far the most suitable person to lead these people. Don't ever doubt that. Sure, we're in a bad spot right now, and the country's not doing so terribly good, but that doesn't make you a bad leader. Quite the opposite, if I may speak my mind. You've kept the country afloat up until now, and anyone who doesn't realize the tremendous work you've put in, I mean, all those sleepless nights you've spent searching for answers, is a fool. No, my king, please, don't blame yourself for the situation we're in right now. The people know you're doing your best. They understand where your decision is coming from. Come on, dry those eyes. Let me see that powerful smile of yours, the kind that won you the heart of this country. Yes, there we go. Now, let's hear. What did your advisor say? What about the general? He's always been a bit on the gruff side, hasn't he? Ever so loyal to your father, but never quite on the same level with you, if I'm allowed to say so myself. Did he speak against you? Why, of course he did. The man wouldn't be able to tell a good decision from a bad one if it so stared at him in the eye. Your Majesty, I simply don't understand why you haven't sent him on his way and gotten another general. All he ever does to it is criticize your plans to make himself look superior. To surround yourself with people of the same mind would make you weak. He makes you consider different viewpoints as well. Well, I mean, you're right. Of course, you are my king. But the way he goes about it. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one causing all this turmoil that's befallen these lands. Who does he think he's speaking to? You are his king, after all, and a great man at that. Even better than your father, in my opinion. Forgive me, my king. I spoke out of turn. Your father was a great king in his own right, who ruled this country in the way he saw best. Let's just say there were some aspects to him that didn't and still don't sit well with me. What? Which ones? Are you sure you want me to say? I don't wish to offend you by speaking my mind. What? No, not because I think it would end with me in the gallows. I'm well aware that you're not the old king, Your Majesty. Your heart is too good for that. Well, if you insist. Your wish is my command, after all. How do I put this, though in a somewhat nice way? Your father, he had a habit of, how do I put it, disposing of whoever didn't agree with him. And he was always so busy with his work that he barely even spared a glance at the rest of his family. I mean, who does that? Especially towards his own child. Pardon me for saying so, but your father was a cold and cruel man in many ways. The sun has gone down, huh? And the stars are out. Look at them shine. Are you sure you want to keep the balcony doors open? Oh, you'll close them yourself if it gets too cold. All right, I suppose that's up to you. Might I at least ask that you don't let them stay open for too long? It's not exactly summer anymore, and the temperature isn't as forgiving as it was. I don't want you to become ill and have to remain bedridden, although you could certainly do with some more rest after all these sleepless nights you've pulled. Am I lecturing you? No, my king. Or at least I don't mean to. Your health and well-being is my top priority, that's all. It pained me to see you suffer in any way. You don't need to thank me, my king. I'm sure any other guard here in this castle would say the same. Oh, but I'm keeping you awake when you're already exhausted. That yawn right there was the biggest I've ever seen. And I'm kind of counting on you being too tired to be offended by that. Good evening, then, my king. I'll be right outside the door here if you need anything. All night long, as always. And if the general comes by, or anyone else for that matter, I'll tell them you've already retired for the night and can't be bothered until tomorrow. I wish you a good rest, Your Majesty. Good night.